Aleph. We learned yesterday that Avraham Avinu takes out the Rishoyim from Gehenim. I saw in Teres Chaim, the Teres Chaim asks why Avraham Avinu more than the other of the others is metapel with the Rishoyim in Gehenim. So one of his terutzim is that the Medrash says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam asked Avraham Avinu he should choose either Shibud Malchiyus or Gehenim. If Klal Yisrael will be Chaitim, so what does he prefer, Shibud Malchiyus or Gehenim? So he said he preferred Shibud Malchiyus. So Mamela Avraham Avinu is Abba B'tayne. I mean, what are they doing in Gehenim? They went through Shibud Malchiyus already. They went through Golus. With this, I thought perhaps we could understand why someone who was Baal Akusis, Avraham Avinu does not take out. It could be, the Medrash says in Eicha as follows. In the Pasuk of Golsa Yehude, so the Medrash asks, V'chi Umeisa Oilam Einam Goylem, what is that Golsa Yehude? So the Medrash answers as follows. Umeisa Oilam Sha'oichlem Mipitam V'shoisim Miyainam Ein Golus and Golus. Avo Yisrael Shein Oichlem Mipitam V'ein Shoisim Miyainam Golus and Golus. That's one medrash. And later in the end of the first capital in Eicha, Rashi brings down on the pasuk Yato Asiso, so Rashi says, Ato Garamtali, Shehem Soinim Oisi, Shivdaltani, Mimacholom, Mimishteyem, Mehishatin Bom. So it could be the whole Inyan of Golos Pasnor by a Yit. Fakel, that's a Golos or Yehuda. Someone that's mischatten with the goyim, so he's not in Golis. So it could be this is chat. A boal a goye, he didn't go through Shibud Malchiyus. Er is doch zusammen mit the goyim. By him, it's he wasn't in Golis. So if he wasn't in Golis, so Avraham Avinu is not bo betayne. That's why he can't take him out. Bechlal the etzem inyan, it could be that Taisvus says Taisvus asks Akasha. Bar mi boal goya, so Tosfos says lo shayech lemechshevei vahazov gabi shloisha. The second Tosfos gabi shloisha yerdem legehenim ve'einam oilem. The ze oilek shekibol dino. He's also oila. Boal goya is napshat. He's not oila. For ket Tosfos, I saw Tosfos someplace else. Tosfos says. It's not al tzbo'al agoye. If he's in Gehenim because of other averes, Avraham Avinu won't take him out. So memela Avraham Avinu doesn't take him out, but he'll get out. There's a oilek shekibol dinoy. So it could be pshat from the Teres Chaim. It would seem a little like this: that this inyan of Gehenim. We mentioned yesterday, this inyan of Gehenim is an inyan ke'ilu, it's an inyan of tshuve, it's an inyan of akravas kolben, he becomes a kolben. And he's marich in this inyan, he says, this whole inyan of Gehenim is an inyan of a libun mizu amoso. A person that took gemach der welt with a virus, in order to be zeiche to go to Gan Eden, he has to go to a purging, to a cleaning. He says as follows, Ha'er shall Gehenim melabin hazuamo. Avol ein shelten behem lechaloisam. The Gemara brings a kal v'chaimah. The Gemara says, Poishe Yisrael ein er Gehenim sheletes ben kal v'chaimah mimizbeach hazov. So the Gemara does not mean that he doesn't come in contact with the Eishel Gehenim. He sure does come in contact. But ein sheletes behem means it doesn't destroy it. The oir is an oir which is bekoyach to destroy. So that the Gemara brings a raya that just like the tzipui of the Mizbeach Hazov, omat kamishonim v'loi sholta boi ha'oyer to destroy the tzipui, it still was megin ala'eit, so the mitzvahs that Apoisha Yisrael does, it's megin that the neshama, so it's not shoylet l'chaloisai, but l'may said he comes in a contact with the oyer l'labein azuama. And he says, וזהו צער גודל וחוזק שאין לה מיילו הימנו. במה שמסלבני שם. It's not, this is a Gehenna moichet. There's no shayla about it. Now the Marsho says, when does Avraham Avinu come? Avraham Avinu comes the Shato Chado. How long? Yesterday we were clearing. How long does it take for Avraham Avinu to come? So the Marsho says, Avraham Avinu comes when he's Misvade. Kolzman, that means when he comes in, when he's Misvade and he's Boiche, that means there's a, as we mentioned yesterday, there's a Kolben process over here. He becomes a Kolben, there's a Nisuch with the Demois, and there's a vidui. After this is taken care of, then Avraham Avinu comes to take him out. So it could be, so this process is a process of libum, which this Avraham Avinu this Avraham Avinu can't be mevatel this. Could be there's another inyan. There is an inyan, shibud malchiyas or gehenim, What the Shaila was before, which one is Avraham Avinu Boicher of Klal Yisrael Bichayte? This could be is not only a Libum process. This is a din of Oinshim in din that a Chayte is Mischayev to get. There's a besondere, there's din and there's Libum. So all the Poishim, they were Mekabel the din with Shibud Malchiyas. And the Gehenim is only a Liban process. So as soon as the Liban process ends, Avraham Avinu takes them out of Gehenim. The din they were mekabel already with Shibud Malchiyas. Here Tosfos says that the Baal HaGoyeh, he'll also get out of Gehenim. He's only Oilek Shekibul Dinoi. That he's Oilek, that means by him the din is in Gehenim. Because he wasn't mekabel his din b'shibud malchiyas, because he wasn't in Golis. He wasn't in Abchin of Golis. Could be that's be'erech a little was tutzach dar. Grad Teiris Chaim is meiridik marech. He says all the inyonim that we do in Shabbos Bereishis is me'ein oilam haba. That means that there'll be a Shabbos lo'osid lo'voy. So memela, the pulis that we do is me'ein oilam haba. The Shabbos lo'osid lo'voy. So with this he says, amoyer dekepshat na gemorim broches. We learned the gemorim broches. The gemara says that when a person goes into a melchitz, so bizmanem, the melchitz was a very dangerous procedure. There was, the whole thing might collapse. A melchitz was a dangerous procedure. So before you went in, you were mespalo yirotzein that al koponim, it shouldn't be that this melchitz shouldn't be a kilkul. And already you mespalo on he should be nitzel from the oil from the melchitz and the oil of Gehenna. So the Teirus Chaim asks, good, here there's an oil that's burning, there's an ash that's burning underneath the melchitz. It might collapse, so there's a tefillah to be mispalo from the eish of Gehenna. But why, from the eish of the Melchitz? But why are you mispalo? For the eish of Gehenna. So he says that be'emison, he goes to Melchitz, he brings from Darizal, he goes to Melchitz, Erev Shabbos, this is me'ein oilam haba, we're preparing, we're doing what will come about by the Shabbos lo'osid lovoi. The Shabbos lo'osid lovoi will also have to go to a rechitza, to an oifen of libun, before we'll be able to go into Gan Eden. And therefore you go in chamim erev Shabbos, that's whatever, like your poishet the big day chayil, so lo'osid lovoi, the poishet the goof, there's an inyan of yayin hamishumer, that's why you make kiddush on yayin. Als tutzach da bezer anpin bus vaton lo'osid lovoi. So Memela, now when a person is reichitz himself, is the whole time of this reichitz is to do now me'ein what's going to occur in Eilam Habo. So Memela, bet min shine that I should be nitzel from the oir shal gehenim. Now's the mokim to be mispalo. That's his mevayr yani gemara. Zog the gemara weiter. Ba'oma Rab Yirmiye Bar Alozo. Shloisha psochim yesh legehenim. אחד במדבר ואחד ביום ואחד בירושלים. The Mepharshim explained that there's three chavakim in the world. There's Shlish Midbar, Shlish Yam, Shlish Yishuv. So in each chalak of the world, there's a Pesach to enter Gehenna. Dersiv, Bamidbar, Dersiv, Vayer Doheim, V'chol Ashalahem, Chayim Sha'oilo. So the Sha'oil is the Gehenna. Bayom, Dersiv, Mibetin, Sha'oil, Shivati, Shamata, Kaili. This is by Yoine, and Mibetin, Sha'oil, Chazal learn, is going on the Gehenna. Bi'irushalayim, Dersiv, Nuhum Hashem, Asher Oir Loi B'tziyayim, V'tana Loi B'irushalayim, V'tana Devera B'yishmoel, Asher Oir Loi B'tziyayim, Zu Gehenim, V'tana Loi B'irushalayim, Zu Pischa Shal Gehenim. Oir Loi B'tziyayim, Zu Gehenim, I forgot, one of the Mepharshim asks that the Gehenim is not in Tzion, because the Gemara says the Gehenim is 16 times as much as Gan Eden. Gan Eden is 16 times as much as the Kadar Oretz. So you can't fit in the Gehenim in Tzion. Now this Pasuk is speaking about Oir Loi B'Tzion, that this was speaking about the Chayil of Sancherev, that the Eish of Gehenim was shoilet on the soldiers of Sancherev. That's Zug Gehenna means the Eishel Gehenna. But V'tan Eloi B'Yerushalayim, this is the Pesach of Gehenna. Frag the Gemara, V'su Leke, these are the only Psochim. V'omar Rab Miriam, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, V'omri lo, Tano, Rabbe Bar Miriam B'Devei Rab Yechanin, Rabbe Bar Miriam learned in the Shiva of Rab Yechanin ben Zaka, he learned a Baraisa, Shtei tamrois yesh. There are two tamrois, two dekolim, begay ben hinoim. This is a valley, a deep valley. Ba'oila oshan mi beineim. Bezui sheshaninu tzinei harbalzel ksheres. Bezui pischo shal gehinom. Tzinei harbalzel, these are lulavim, which have their alim are not too long. It's reishay shalze, mitzadik reishalze. It's ksheiris. They grew on these dekolim. Va'oila oshan mi beineim. So this is the v'zui pischa shel gehinnom. The Maharsha says pshat that you have two dekolim, and they grow tmorim. Tmorim is a dover mosik. So the Pesach of Gehenim comes out if you're attracted by the Mesikis and Tanugi Olam Hazeh. That's the direction to Gehenim. So Memela, that's the Pesach of Gehenim. Zui Pischa Shal Gehenim. And so we see there's another Pesach. And the Gemara Dilma Hainu Dirushalay. This is the Pesach which one finds in Yerushalayim. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zayin Shemosh Yesh L'Gehenem. Gehenem has seven Shemos. Ve'elu Hain. Sha'il Va'avadoin U'Be'er Shachas U'Be'er Shoin V'Titayovin V'Tzalmoves V'Eretz HaTachtis. Now, the Goyin Yaakov explains the seven Shemos are different Dargis of Onshim. There's seven Maduris in Gehenim, and each mother is miyuchet for different averes, just like in Ovis we have Devar Bola Oloilom, or Chayiro Bola Oloilom, Dvorim, which Einshim, which are miyuchet for different averes. So these different Shemes are Be'emison Magdir, the different Dargis of Einish in these Mekaimis. That's from the seven Shemes. Sha'ol d'chsiv mibeten, sha'ol shivati shamata keili. Avadayim d'chsiv ayesupa ba'kever chazdecha monoscha ba'avadayim. Be'er shachas d'chsiv k'leisazayv nafshi l'sha'ol, l'isitein chasidcha l'iroi shochas. U'be'er shoin b'tit ha'yovin d'chsiv ayaleini mi'be'er shoin mi'tit ha'yovin. B'tzalmoves d'chsiv yoish v'choshech b'tzalmoves, Be'eretz ha'tachtis gemoril. This is not a posik. This is a kabbalah. That's one of the mekaymes. Frag the gemore vo'ika besuleke. That's it. There's not more. There's another few shemes. Ba'ika gay henam, gay sha'am for the Gemara, gay sha'amuke ke gehenim sha'akel yoydim lo al iske hinam, al iske chinam. We'll explain this in a minute. Ba'ika tofte, b'chsiv ki oruch me esmael tofte, ha'hu she'kol ha'mispate be'yitzra yipol sham. So, the Ganyakev explains that the Gemara learned the shamas we mentioned before, these are different dargis of Einish in Gehenim, which are meyuchad for different averis. So the Gemara held, there's another mokim, there's Gehenim, or there's Tofte. So the Gemara says, no, this is not a new mokim, this is not the others are a shame ha'etzim. This is Sha'ol, this is Avadoin, and that's saying the mahus of that mokim. This Gehenim and Tofte is metayer how one gets to Gehenim. But the Sibis ha-mevi'islo. So this is not a shame ha-etzem, it explains these two shamas explain how one gets to Gehenim. Shakel yored lo al iske chinam. So the Marsha says that chinam goes on arayis. The Gemara says in Yumim that zochanu es hadogo shenoichal b'mitzrayim chinam. So the Gemara says that it goes on iske arayis. They Joseph in Yuma explains Hadoga is a loshen digui the issues, it's a loshen ribui the dogim, and chinom is a loshen chain. So they tainted in Mitzrayim Hadoga ashenoichel chinom. Everything was dependent if there was nesias chain. We got married. We weren't governed by halachas. Now, after Kabbalah HaTorah, so chayin isn't the only criteria. There's halachas, this is an elven, this is also. So that's what they were moinin. That zachanu sadoga shanoichel b'mitzrayim chinam, where chayin was the only motivation, and that was it. So shakel yered lo aliske chinam, that alagain in Gehenim because of this Isaac. Or tofte is shekol amispate beyitzra yipolsham. So also, but this is not a nush of the Zion Shemes or Shemes Ha'etzem, what the mokim is. This is only explaining why one gets there. Gan Eden. Where's the Pesach of Gan Eden? Omer Ish Lakish. Im Be'eretz Yisrael hu. If the Pesach is in Eretz Yisrael, Beisham Pischoi. V'im Barvaye, Beiskaram Pischoi. V'im Bein Anorisu, Dumaskanim Pischoi. So these were places, we'll see in Rashi, that there were very delicious Peretz. And Gan Eden was Nishtabach on Peretzel. Kolaitz Nechbad Lamara the Marsha says, so if we find a place Ba'ilam Azeh that is his extraordinary Peres, it's a raya that this is already the Pesach to Ganein. So Memele, so Chazal were clearing wherever it is, these are the Mekaymis Mestame where the Pesach is roy to be. Bebovel. Abai mishtabeach bepeiri de maver yemine. Rove mishtabeach bepeiri de harpanye. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, mi betin shoyl yoyne ben amitai komalai. Bedevei rabin yoychenim ben zakai, bereise shenizdero bebeis medroshe, kein teisefte shesida rabchiye v'rabay shiye. So this was tonne rabbe ba'amiyam b'devei rabbi yechim ben zakai, this bereise, shtei tamreis. Tzinei de kolen, kshayrim lululav, tita yovein, hu refesh litvoya boy. This is a type of a slime or a mud that one sinks in it. Ustam tit haino sheroi lebinyin. That's, this is, here's a shame levai. Tita yovein, that's, You sink in it. Shachas ober shab shachas chodemilsi aliske hinam arois. Tofte gehenem d'chsi bolkrom edayrosa eish veitzem harbein. Beishan pischoi shepayroisov mesukim mikol eretz Yisrael. Mishtabeach bepeires de eva yemino, mishtabeach bepeires shel eva hano pros bedroimoi. Eva hano pros bedroimoi. That's on the dorm side of pros. Stoma, because Yemina, here in last week's said, Rabbi Yomin, Rashi learns, Yemina is a loshen dorm, tzofen v'yomin. Zog Taisvis. Dilma hainu d'Yerushalayim, gei hinam, k'dersiv gei ben hinam Yerushalayim. V'legersin en hainu d'midbo. Be'er shachas, k'dersiv leisazayv navshi lisha'oil, leisitein chasidchol liroi shachas. V'hainu be'er shachas. Ma'aykro ava motzi lasuyei d'shmoi sh'oil. The Makkara brought from this pasuk also too, that's called sh'oil. V'ho d'loi ma'isi kro v'ato elikim toiridem leve'er sh'achas. Ta'aykro b'kever k'siv. There be'er sh'achas does not mean the Gehenim, it means the kever. K'demuch r'seifa d'kro anshe domi me'milma lo yechtzu yemeyem. So this is Misa, we're not speaking about the anshe Gehenim. Bitzalmoves Tachsiv Yoishvei Khoishech Bitzalmoves. So Tachtois vis Haikra Betilim Ksiv Gabeyabot Srichem Lahide. So that is we're not speaking about the Yoitzim Megehenim, Yoishvei Khoishech Bitzalmoves. So we can't say that that means so this is not the correct pasuk. V'nirik Yisvarm de Garsi Beterem Eilech V'loi Oshuv El Eretz Khoishech Bitzalmoves. Chittis, the Gemara said, as it says, Eretz HaTachtis. So Taisva says, Yegair is not Eretz HaTachtis, Chittis goes, the Tachtis Ksiv B'Yecheskel. Kshehera Gemara, Shekol HaGoyim Yerdem L'Gehenem, Ksiv Shom El Eretz Tachtis. So why did the Gemara say Gemara? So that's what Taisva says, Yegair is Chittis. So what's Pshat? Why don't you bring this? That maybe some Klo. Why didn't Gemara bring this pasuk? Maybe this pasuk is also not a shame ha'etzem. Chitis is a shame ha'etzem. For ike tofte teime loychoshiv aluke. Why doesn't it say aluke? Ula aluke. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shtei bonois. And it seems, and later in the psukim, it seems that this is speaking about the Gehenna. So why doesn't it say aluke? Rabbi Netam meforish da aluke shem chochel. Kemoi leisiyeh. So you have to know the Ivrin Taisvis. Agavulcha this Taisvis is not too clear. Taisvis in Abay Dezore is a little clearer than this Taisvis. A little more mevur. Akaponim, Taisvis means as follows. The beginning of Mishlei Lamed, it says, it starts off, the first pasuk says, Me'ogul bin yoke le'isiel. The Goyin explains that pshat in the pasuk is that, Ogul God is speaking about, Shleim HaMelech, but Me'ogul bin yoke le'isiel, that Isiel had written Shleim, Psahol Shaila, and in Yonim, Ruchnistik in Yonim. And so, Kapitel Lamed in Mishlei is the tshuva that Shleima sent him. May Ogur bin Yoke Leisiel. So Leisiel is a chochem who was shoyel by, that means if you look at Mishlei Lamed, it's like we would have Shailas Achuvis of Shleima Leisiel, but he answered to Leisiel. So the Rabbein Etam says that what it says, La Luke, is Eichet HaChochem. It's also in Kapitel Lamed. This was sent to Aluke, Sretzach Vengdi in Yonim. So Memele, so that's Shat Shem Chocham. It's a Shem Chocham who Shleim HaMelech wrote this Kapitel to, or this Chelik of the Kapitel. V'ho demuki lai b'mesechis avoy dezore b'gehenim. So the next pasuk is speaking about Enem. So the Gemara says, La Aluke, that means this tshuva that was sent to Aluke is speaking about Gehenim. Because from the next pasuk you see it's speaking about Sha'il. Umiyu Kashe, so now we're going to have a problem. Umiyu Kashe, the Bepsikta Leichoshiv Lahem B'Shem Eishloime. The Gam B'Gimel Dvorim V'Dalet Dvorim. So Taisa says that Psikta and a Medrash of Gimel Dvorim and Dalet Dvorim, which says all the names of Shloime, and there it doesn't mention that Aluke is one. So Lachere, the Taisa is a Pella. And Taisa and Avodah Zarah says Klo like that. This is not the shame of Shloime, this is the shame of another Chacham. So the Rif and the Inyaki wants to be Geiris. V'yesh Mefoshim, that it's not a shame Chacham, it's a shame of Shloime. Shloime said it. So Memele, Frektach Taisa, so Miyukosh, a shame of Shloime Tzich, and not because the shame is that Shloime had, Ogur is called Shloime Lechoshim Aluke. But the Rabbeinu Tam Be'etzim is not Shver. V'av agav Lechoshim Nami Yika, Hayne Mishum, the Shem Ava Bechlal Ogur. Doesn't say Yika either, because the pasuk starts like that. Ogur bin Yoke, so Memele, so it says Yoke already. Yoke is that's Bechal Ogul. So Memele, so that's no Kashe. But there it's Zicha speaking about a Shloime. Ba'payit Nami Yosdoi B'Shem Gehenim. Now Tais is asking another Kasha. And this is a Kshah and Rabbein Natam also. The Rabbein Natam says that Aluke is the Hashem Chochom. So he says, no, Aluke is Hashem Gehenim. Bizulas ein zu chaylef yoktu bahavave elek. Now let me just explain the Ivrin Taisvis. In the Payet that the Bali Taisvis said in Shabbos Hanukkah, so it seems each Payet had a different name. So this Payet is called Zulas. That's, as I've said, there's a title of Zulas. And this Zulas, the Dibar HaMaschel of Zulas is ein zu chaylef. The Zulas starts with the three words Ein Tzur Chaylev. In the middle of this Payet, it says Yoktu Bahava Ve Elek, so that they burnt in the flames of Elek. So you see, Klo, that Elek means Gehenim. So Memele, so Taisus blight by Akashe that we're giving the Shemus of Gehenim. So we should have mentioned Aluke, which is another shame of Gehenim. The Gainyaki wants to emphasize Viskash, he wants to say that the Gehenim, this is vital, it's not also not a shame or etzem. This is just telling you the teva of the Gehenim. Just like a leech enjoys to suck out blood, the Gehenim enjoys, when there's a riboy anoshim there, it's an aluke, it enjoys the work it's doing. It's either a laundromat or more than that, and it enjoys it. That's why it's called aluke. But again, it's not a shame ha'etzem that's magdir a certain gedder of oinish like the other shamus. Therefore, we don't put it with the Zion shamus of Gehenim. In bein hanaharesu, so the Gemara says, if the pischoy shall gan eden is bein hanaharis, so then it's domaskinin. If it's in bubbles, we already have machloikis, abayim v'rode. Mashme, the bein hanaris, lav hainu bubble. This is a different area. The loike, perish akunterish, a perish basore yuchsin, gabi bein hanaris, areyu ke goyle le yuchsin. They were speaking about certain areas, if it was pure, there was no shash memzeris or not. So the Gemara says, "Bein Hanaris Areyu Kegoyla Gelus Pumpedisa Dachsim Eliyuchsin." So there, Rashi says, "Bein Hanaris is Bavel," and it seems not. We see Bein Hanaris is a different area. Ubepirkin, we also have a problem. Nami Mrinim Bavel, Nami Makiv Lapros Mechad Gisa, VeDigelus Mechad Gisa. So also, you see, Hastis, that it was Bein Hanaris, but Al Kolponim, we see from our Gemara that the shame Bein Hanaris is not going unbothered. Now we'll get back to Erev and the Kinyonim. We heard in the Mishnah that the spaces between the Pasi, we had Oisin Pasin Labirois, And just to refresh our memories, that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameh, which we're going to have soon. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's arba deyumdim nirin kishmoine, and according to Rameya, there's besides the arba deyumdim, there's four passing also. But you put in between the pirza, between the two deyumdim, you put passing. Now later the Gemara says, when the Gemara speaks about the distance that is permissible between the two deyumdim on each ruach, ubeinayim kemolei shtei revokais shel sholei sholeish bokal divrei rameya, an area of two teams of bokal, which are comprised, each team has three bokal, Rabbi Yudaim shel arba arba, and then the Mishnah says kshurais, these revokais are kshurais v'loim motoreis, achas nichneses v'achas yoitzes. Zog the Gemara. Ubeinayim kemolei shtei, it says, v'loi mutoris. Frag the Gemara pshite, kiven de tonne lei de kshureis ave, if it says that they're tied together, anan yadinen de lei havo mutoris, so why does it say v'loi mutoris? Ma de teime kshureis ka'en kshureis. It's ka'en kshureis, but they're not mamish tied together, avo mamish loi. Kamash Malon v'loy mutaris. So this makes that the distance is more mitzumtzum and mugbol, that the place is for shtei revokes kshureis mamish. Achas nichneses v'achas yoitzes. Tana rivka nichneses v'revoka nichneses revoka yoitzes. Zatrashi, v'loi poro nichneses a poro yoitzes. Dimkein le havaluk shuris. This is the lotion of the Mishnah is misleading. The lotion of the Mishnah says that, achas nichneses va'achas yoitzes. So I could think perhaps that's what Rashi seems to learn, that achas is going, one poro is going in and one poro is going out. So the Gemara says, no, it's going Rivka achas nichneses v'rivka yoitzes. So Rashi says, v'loi poro nichneses v'poro yoitzes, dem kein lehavaluk shuris. The Svas Emes asks, I mean, it's really too poshut. You don't need a b'raisa for this. The b'raisa is saying, Rivka nichneses v'rivka yoitzes, v'shteitzach, can't be achas because you don't have kshuris. But you need the b'raisa to tell me this. So he wants to say, could be I would learn pshat that achas nichneses v'achas yoitzes, it doesn't mean that it's a two-way street. It means there's place for them to go in, side the nichneses and side the yoitzes. But that, not that the space was made that one could go in and one could go out. Could be there's a chilek in the area if they're going in or coming out, but not that the area was made they should have two-way traffic. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, revoke nichneses, revoke yoitzes. Tana rabbana. We heard further in the Mishnah, muta lahakrib lebe'er, you could bring closer the pasim to the be'er, you could have a smaller enclosed area, but there has to be enough place in the enclosed area that the poro, you should have the poro v'roisha v'rube b'fnim. That there should be enough area for a poro, that the roisha v'rube of the poro should be b'fnim. Tanu rabbonum, kamo roisha v'rube shel poro. So how much area do we need in this enclosure? So the b'raisa answers, shtei amis, two amis. V'kamo oivyo shel poro, what is the width of a poro? Amo ushnei shlishi amo. So Memela now will know pshat l'machloikis between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. He said shtei revoke shol sholish sholish. So Memela comes out like this. So amo ushnei shlishi amo shehein ke'eser divrei Rameh. So this is 10 amis according to Rameh, because it's 6 times 1 and 2/3 equals 10. 2/3 of 6 is 4, and so we have 10. And Rabbi Yudaimer, Kishloish Esrei Amo, Ocha Arba Esrei Amo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that has 8, so it is around 13 Amos or 14 Amos. The Gemara will explain this soon. Frag the Gemara, Ke Eser. Let's go on the first member of the Baraisa. So the Baraisa said that since the width of a one poro is an am and 2/3, so according to Ramea, it's around 10 ames. Frag the Gemara, it's not ke eser, ho eser havim. It is 10 ames, not around 10 ames. And the Gemara, mishun the boy, la misne seife, kishloisha so. So that's why he says ke eser. Kishloishas reitona reisha ke eser. Loshna bach is a little bit more medig. Frag the Gemara, kishloishas rei hotfei havien. It's more than 13. Mishim de boile misnei ka arbo esre. It's like 14. Akmach abo esre holoi havien. Oma rav pope yeseiris al shloish esre beinen magiois la arba esre. So rav pope says that, that's the shear. The shear is, it's between 13 and 14. But Emerson, it's 13 and 1/3 Amos. Let us see Rashi. Kama roishe verube shal poro, shenosnu chachomim shear la'achokas pasim in a boyer, that this is the minimum shear that the pasim have to be from the boyer, shehoyu rechoikim de roishe verube kedusan b'masnitin. So that's, he's saying the shear. Shehen ke'eser amay shishe boko, l'kama porach, mai ke'eser, ho'eser mechobonisam, it is exactly 10 amas. Ki yud gimel v'yud dalet, shmoyna boko yotzu mechlal shloish esrei, it is not 13 amas, l'chlal yud dalet leibo, the yud gimel amay shlishen. Zaktais v'shehen ke'eser amas, l'shayich l'mifrech minyona osa lashmina. He's telling us, if you know the cheshbon, this is arithmetic already. You know that the roichev of one por is an am in 2/3. And according to Rameya, it's 6 pokos. And Rameya, the 6 times am in 2/3 is 10. Why does he have to tell us? Mashiach lemifrich minyon also lash meaning of the por by kama de kedushin. Kivin de loishmi ono minyon poros. Since Lemaise, he didn't tell us, the Baraisa didn't tell us how many poros you have. So the Baraisa, it's sufficient that the Baraisa told us, Hastis, the number. So there's no cash. Amara Pope. Yeseirois al Shloish Esre, Amara Pope. Beber Shmoino. Well, we have a nice picture over here, so we shouldn't have any problems. Let us look at page 42, picture 10. So we have over here Beboyer Shmoina. You have a boyer that is 8 amis. So Mamela, if you have a boyer that is 8 amis, and we know that the pasim have to be at least 2 amis away from the boyer. So Mamela, so it comes out that the area is 12 amis. The square, which is our surrounding the boyer, has to be 12 amas. Each ruach, there's 12 amas. Now, if there's 12 amas, now we'll look at the yumdim, each diomid is an amo, so that takes up 2 amas, so it comes out there's a pirza of 10 amas. So if you have a boyer of 8 amas, and you made, and the yumdim were placed as close as possible to the boyer, so you only have a 10 amma pirtze. So if you have a 10 amma pirtze, so you will not need any more tikkunim. Bein la Rameya, bein la Rab Yehuda, because according to Rameya, 10 ammas is sufficient. That's a shir pesach, and that's sufficient. Omer ha-pop, beber shmoine de kula alma loy pligi, de loy be'inon pshutim. You don't need pshutim between the diyumdin, because you only have a pirtze of 10 amma. Beboyer shteim esrei. What if you have a boyer that is the diameter of the boyer is 12 amis? So if the diameter is 12, so mamelet comes out that the surrounding enclosure has to be 16. Now if the surrounding enclosure is 16, so each ruach has a pirtze of 14. Because they take away the two ames of the yumdim, so you have 14. So if you have 14, so it won't be good according to anyone. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the maximum shear is 13 and a third. So mel, that's what Rav Papa said. The Beresh may need to come, but I plead it, but I bein him shooter. The Beresh they mesre, if the Beresh is a diameter of 12, the Kalam will I plead it, the bein him shooter. Ki pligi, so the whole machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is mishmoina ad shtei mesre. From shmoina lamaylo ad shtei mesre. Le Ramei beinem pshutim, le Rabbi Yehuda loy beinem pshutim. Frekte gemore ve Rav Pope maika mashmolo. What is Rav Pope telling us? This is poshet arithmetic. Tanine. It says in the Baraisa that we know now the shear of Roshay Verubay, which is two Amis. So the Mela, if we know Roshay Verubay is two Amis, so this whole Cheshbon is poshut arithmetic. And for the Gemara, Rav Papa Baraisa, Loish Miele. Rav Papa did not know of this Baraisa, that the Baraisa said that Roshay Verubay is two Amis. Kamash Malon Kim Baraisa, so forget, he figured out on his own that the Shir Roshay Verubay is two Amis, so Memele, so that's what he's telling you. He's telling you that the Mishnah Retach Doch Roshay Verubay, we don't know numbers. That Papa came to tell us numbers. Zog Trash, Bibay Rochav Shmoina, Fila Ramei Elevinim Pshute. You won't need any Pshutim in between. Dechi Malchik Dei Roshay Verubay. You'll be Malchik Roshay Verubay. Dehainu Shtei Amis Lachol Ruach Nimtza Cholo Shebein Beis HaMechitzais. So the distance between the two Mechitzais Shtei Mesrei Amo is 12 Amis. Vapasin Rechavon Amo Lachol Ruach Zekeneged Zet Nimtza Bein Pas Lepashir Pesach Eser Amis. V'Rab Meir Bohochi Shori. So Rab Meir is Mata with 10 Amis. Beboyer shtei mes reidich im alchik shtei ames mikan, uchenek da mikan. Aber boyer of 12 ames, yesh cholol, yesh chlala mechitzi yudbov ames. So now we have an area of 16 ames. Umehen shtei ames oimid, you have 2 ames oimid, arei bein ze lo ze, yudalet poros. The kuli hai lo yishori Rabbi Yehuda. So much Rabbi Yehuda won't be matter. Bin em shutim lechol tzad. The mikol tzad betzadike yudalud ames. Lekama meforish heichi mashveluhu. How you set up the pshutim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the gemara le tanine le derav pope be masnise. So this old cheshben we learned in the Baraisa. Diktoni le rameya shisha. Boko ula Rabbi Yehuda Shmoina Boko. We learned in the Mishnah Estes that the distance is Shisha Shmoina. Memeila Shaminin the Rabbeya Shab Abdullah says, Rabbi Yehuda Shab Abdullah Shloish Asriyam Ashlish. V'chikaboy Rabbeya Pshutim B'yaisim B'yasa Koma. So Meila, we know the Mishnah, we know the mathematical cheshboinus of the Mishnah, so what do you need Rav Papa? And for the Gemara, Rav Papa, hach bereise, the tone she ure, the oive aporis loishe miyele, that he didn't know of. Ube mas nisen, loi porish lo, the Mishnah does not say numbers. For also Rav Papa, lefrushi loch, mas nisen, explain the Mishnah. The shiure der Rameyer, eser ames, et Rav Yudish, loish asrei ames, ushlish. Vehiskim rapope midaitoi lemashe shanino bebraise. So Rabbi Pope was mechaven, that what it says in the Bereise, the roisha verubo shtei amois, v'oivyo amo o shnei shlishi amo. So that's what he was mechaven. He says both in Yonim he was mechaven. Zog Taisvis. Beber shteim esrei kolam aloi pligi. Zaktaisis avamotzi leminket beber achas esrei ushlish umashu. The Gemara could have said if you have 13 amis and a third plus a mashu, so memele, so also, I feel according to everyone, you'll need pshutim already, because 13 and a third and a mashu, So you add the four Amis. You're 13 in the third. The Boyer Achas 11. I'm sorry. The Boyer is 11 and the third and the Mashu. Now you'll add four more, two Amis on each side, you'll add four more, so it'll be 15. And you'll subtract by two, it'll be 13 and the third and the Mashu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only permissible 13 and the third without a Mashu. Rapopa Baraisa Lo Shmile, Bahoda Mishani Lala Baraisa Yeseiris Al Shloish Esrei. Here, Rapopa himself said Pshat in the Baraisa means more than 13, less than 14, so he didn't know the Baraisa. Heine Bosso de Shama. Lady found out of the Baraisa, he said Pshat in the Baraisa also. Zogte Gemore Weite. Boi Minei Abaye Meirabe. Abaye Est Rabe Ashaila. Herich b'diyumdin kishir pshute. What will be the halacha? Let us see picture 12 on page 42. That means, according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have the maximum shir pirtze is 10 amis. What if you have more than 10 amis? So we had in the Mishnah, you make pshute. That was Rabbi Meir's memory. Ramei oim eshmoine nirim kishnei mosar abo adiyumdim abo pshutim. Ramei said in the Mishnah you add pshutim. So the case of pshutim is we have here the picture of how it looks according to Ramei. So you put pshutim in between, and with that you lessen the pirtze, and that's good. So pshutim azicha good according to Ramei. Klauti Gemore, what would be the din? Instead of putting pshutim in the middle, he went and he extended the size of the diyumdim, the walls of the diyumdim, and through this extension, now there's only 10 amis in between the two diyumdim. Will this be good or won't it be good? So nachamo, boi minei abai merabe, herich b'diyumdim kishir pshutim. L'rameya ma'at. What'll be the din? What is the shayla? Let us see Rashi. Herich b'diyumdim, yaiser mi'ama l'chol tzad. He made it longer than an ama, ad shehemid revach shebintayim al eser amas. He made that the revach should be al eser amas. Ma'at. What is the shayla? So Rashi explains as follows. Davke pshutim koma. Could be according to Rameini, davke pshutim. The kiven dehirchikom yoiser mishir chachomim. Since lamaisa, the maximum shir is 10 amis. Lamaisa, the richuk is more than 10 amis. Yeah. Is boinen heker beini beini. So you need a heker. He has to put a pass in the middle to show that the pass is being marked in the pirtze. Loisagi baroch is the yumdin. It's not sufficient, Aroch is the Yumdim. Ela Machik Pulta Minapas. You have to at least be Machik a little Minapas. The Nais Nisham Poshut, Vachain Lidach Yisa, Mishum de Lahavi Akeire. Idul Makim and the Saif Saif Esa Rebachu de Ike Loi Mitza. So, the Goyin Yaakov explains the Shaila a little better. The Goyin Yaakov explains like this. Really, we have here an area that you have a greater pirtze than 10 amis. So memeila, if you put a pass poshet in the middle, so you see klo, avikum dosarain, the all four sides you have a pass poshet, so people are seeing, because I want to be memayet the pirtze, so you see klo, that there's a certain shear of the pirtze. If nothing was done in the middle, no, the diyumdim are longer, are normally longer. So could be people could make a mistake and think that they won't have that what the yumdim are longer, they're longer for halachadik purpose. They don't see a kibun, a kavone that they want to be memayit the pil. So they see longer the yumdim, so it's longer. He had such a board, he made it like that. There's no heker that the purpose of this longer diyumid is because we wanted to be memayit the cholo. A person could come and look at it. It's a large It's a large area, and nothing was done. And he won't put two and two together. Ah, God, the human is a little longer than normal. So he'll come to the conclusion that just like the Yumdim, they were mate, poritz, meruba, loyme, they were mate, apirzi, yeser, mi yeser also. So you have to do something that when a person sees it, he'll see that something was done to take care of the pirzi. The harochis at the humid is not sufficient. Could be it's not enough of a heker. That's the shaila of Abai. Amalei, tenisua. The Mishnah it says, ubilvad. The Mishnah it says that the Mishnah says as follows: Muta lahachik kol shehu. You're allowed to make the pasim as far as you want from the boil. Ubilvad sheyarbe bepasim. That's what the Mishnah says. As long as yemarbe bepasim. So the Gemara says, ubilvad sheyarbe bepasim. My love, the marich b'diyumde. So from the Mishnah you see that you marich b'diyumde. Now, where did the Gemara see this from the Mishnah? So the Ritva explains as follows, that the lashon of yarbe could be, let us chaparoyz what the Gemara is going to give him a farpa later. Yarbe, it could have two taichim. Yarbet could be a loshen hagdole v'taisvitz, that you're marbe, so your marbe bipasim would mean that you're being magdol the diyumid with pasim. So memele, so that's a loshen, so that, because if it would mean that you make a pass, so then it should have said yarbe pasim. There should be a riboy of pasim. It should be marbe pasim. Yarbe be pasim would seem that you're magdil, that you're extending the length of the diyumid with pasim. So zet medachlo, that afilo according to Rameya, you're allowed to be marich the diyumid. O bilvad sheyarbe be pasim. My love, the marich be diyumdim. Your marech with the yum, the marech with the yumdim. So the Gemara loy the mafish va'ovid pshutim. No, marbe bipasim means you add on more pasim. Frank the Gemara hoch yar bovatshe yarbe bipasim with pasim atshe yarbe pasim iboilo. You have to add on pasim. That there should be a riboy of pasim yarbe pasim. Tony atshe yarbe pasim. So attacks him with the Ritva says, now he makes a greis, bepasim, it means yar bepasim. Ike diyamri, om alay tenisua, ubilvad sheyarbe bepasim. It says he should be marbe bepasim. My love, so he learned that the mafish vovid pshutim, you make a lot of pshutim, yar bepasim. So maloy de marich bediyumde. Achinami mistavre, midiktoni, Bavad sheyarbe bipasin. Shema mino that's pshat. Zogt Rashi, Dorisht. Zogt the Gemara weiter. L'Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, shema mino. Boi minei abaye mi rabbe. Na abaye es ta shayla from rabbe. Yoi, some shloish esrei amo, shlish rab Yehuda mahu. Pshutin ovid, oi bedyum de marech. Now, according to Rab Yehuda says that a pirtze is till 13 and a third. More than 13 and a third, you have to be misaken. Klarti gemora shayle, are you misaken with pshutin? Or bedyum de marech? Now, the shayle in Rab Yehuda is, because Rabbi Yehuda, this is a little different than Rameya. Rameya said, klo, that pshutin helps. That's what it says, klo. He said, you have dalid abo, diyumdim, abo, pshutim. So, in Rameya, the shayla was only, does marich bediyumdim help? Abo pshutim zich helps. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say, how you're misakin. So here, Abaye Reshaila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and each one, does Pshutim help? Does Arichas Diyumdim help? Which one helps? Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Dlaitke Pshutim, he never mentioned Pshutim, Haya Difalai, Pshutim Adifalai. Is Pshutim preferable? Umruchokim in adiumdim Yud Gimel Amel Amhevi Yakeire Beini Abeini. Vloi Sagi Baruchas Diumdim. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll need Taka Pshutim, because as we mentioned before, in Pshutim we have a Heker. Oi, maybe there's a Fakeltis for it. Haloches diumdim adifet loy leise avira da'gise levatlo. Pshutim yehev achesorim of osi avira ma'gise mevatlo. Taisis in the beginning of the perik is ma'ira this. Why don't you say osi avira? Abon kaponim, in Ramei, you see, we don't say osi avira. Kmo adaraisa, Taisis said. Abon Rabbi Yehuda can never know what he holds. So Mamela said, so Abai declared according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the halach? Nachmo, boy mine abai me rabbe yesh mish lo shesre yam shlish rab yude mar. Shuten ovid oy bidyum de mar. On the light in Isua, we learnt in Abaraisa. Kamo hein mikorovim, how close can the pasim be from the be'er? Kdei roi shivru v'shal por. The kam and meruchokim, how far away can they be from the be'er afilukur v'afilukurayim? Rabbi Yehuda imer, beis osayim muter, yoysa mi beis osayim osu. Only a beis osayim is muter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, not considered, it's a machitza gruen, it's a mukif ledire, it's a machitza gruen, they won't only a matter, it's a machitza gruen, it's part of Mubaloimit, So they were only matter a mechitza, they only matter a base of time. More than a base of time, they won't matter. Amru loyla Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chomim told Rabbi Yehuda, Yata moide, bedir, vesoya, umukze, vechotza, we learned this in the Mishnah, afilu bas chamesh eskurim, afilu bas asorikurim, he can make a tremendous enclosure, and it's mutter, so why over here by Pasei Berois, it's only muta beis osayim, shemuta. Oma lehen, zu mechitze, ve'elu pasim, hatzushta. Over there, that means, you say that everything is mukif ledira. The way Rashi said in the Mishnah, that pasim is also mukif ledira. But, there's a big difference. There, by dir, sayar amukze, it's a mechitze. So mele, you have a good mechitza. You have a good mechitza, and it's mukif ledira machosaka. Mashenkin over here you have pasim. Vim iso frekte gemore. If you'll say according to Rabbi Yehuda, that pshutim are no good. You have to be marech b'diyumdim. Ebezoi izum mechitza, vizum mechitza. L'chayre, the Gemara means to say as follows. That's how the Ritva speaks out. We have to understand the basis ayin is ayin amis v'shirayim, al ayin amis v'shirayim. Now, if you have ayin amis, and you're going to be mevatel the pirza of yud gimel amis, and you're going to extend the two diyumdim, so you have ayimet meruba laporet. The Ritva speaks out as long as you have chav ches ames an area of chav ches ames already, if you're going to make ois pirza till yud gil nimel ames or shlish, you have to have oimed meruba laporot. About to give us a base of sign. So you have oimed meruba laporot over here. If you could only make it with the yumdim, so memela, what did Rabbi Yehuda answer? Zum mechitze ve'elu pasim. This is not pasim. This is also a mechitze. This is a gerige mechitze. It's a mechitze of oimed meruba laporet. So what is he complaining about? Why does he say that here it can only be a base of same? This is also a gerige mechitze. And for the gemara, hachikama. Zu teiras mechitze aleho. By adir nesoyar. It has hilchis mechitze. By a deer, the maximum shear of a pirza is 10 ames. So Mamela has a Teiras Pesach. So Mamela, good. So, yeah, but a Mechitza by Midbaruba la Poritz. You have Psochim there. So there, Pashteitzer, it's in its Mukiv Ladire, so it's Gebaldic. Abo Veilo Teiras Pasin Aleyen. Upurzesein Bishloish Asrayamo Shlish. So Mamela, that's what he told them. He told them that you can't bring a raya from a deer v'soya because here the pirtze gives it a teiras pasim. So by pasim, they won't matter. Yoisem ibeis osoy. Dr. Ashi, kamo haim mekerovim lebeir, afilo kura bovatshi, yarbe v'pasim, yoisem ibeis osoy moso, shizay shir hekev shaloi ketikunoi. If you have a heck of shalaitik, so the maximum shir is based on soyim. Dear mukev ladire, sharayedor sham balaylom, zumechitze shleimeiv, eilu pasin hain. So the gemon, have a meaning learned, what should eilu pasin? Bein kolechad ve'echad, bein kolechad ve'echad shloish esrei ames, eilu pasin hain, u bein kolechad ve'echad, between each pas, the shloish esrei ames. The ein I made Ella pass Amo Ben Kol Shloish Esrei Shloish Esrei. Alma, so these are passim. Alma Rabbi Yehuda Pshutim Avidi. The Ibed the Yom the Marich. If you hold, you have to be Marich by the Yom the Hamachitzi. So this is a Machitzi Gemur. So the main is a Pirtzosa Iseres Biyaisem Yeser. Eilu teres pasen lem yeshiv gimelama bein aroche la aroche hilkech v'yoysem ibeis esoyim lem is kasher because this has a teres pirtze in the richuk between the diyumdim. Let us see teisves v'im ise zui mechitze v'zui mechitze mi boilei kasher the hoche pshita lei the aroche is diyumdim adifi mi pshutin. Okay, the Gemara should have said, if you need a roches yumni, you should have answered him, this is a mechitze. V'le'el alibi d'rameya mashmala yipchi, the Gemara tzad ha-pshutim are better than a roches yumdim. V'yishloime, the le'el boy, heiche, the chinami, narech b'di yumdim, in the case of Rameya, we're speaking about when you're marech b'di yumdim, you're poritz merube. Rameya, we're speaking about a case that you still have poritz merube. Da'os, if ye poritz merube, da'os pshutim adife, di'ike heket vei. So then ziche pshutim are better than ahaloches diyumdim, because ye have a heket. Aval hoch airi beroichev habi. He was speaking in his very wide. Shim narich adiyumdim. It's a sosoyim. If we're going to extend the diyumdim, ye oimed merube. Kediktoni, yata moide bedir besoya muksa shafilu beishut koma yaisa muta, lekach por shape, zumachitza mi boilei. So memele, so you can't be poishut from that. Zog te gemore weiter. Boi minei abaye mirabe. Tel amislakeit asoro mitoich alba. He has here a picture, a tail is a mound that I really don't appreciate how they made the yumdim over here. It's going in the wrong direction. They should have turned it around. Yeah. Al koponim, we have to switch it around. So it was made that we should be able to see it. Okay. Well, the dan lekapslus, about al koponim, we have to know in lomdus, we switch it around. Anyway, the tail, we have here a tail that's a mound of earth, and that's on the fourth side we need a diomit, and the mound of earth is on the top of the mound, you have there a goiva asora, but till you get to the goiva, you have a shipua. And in an oirech of dalet ames, we get to a goiva of ten tvoch. So memele, that is the shail of the Gemara. So the Gemara closes as follows. Boy minei abay merabe, tel amislakeit, that you take together from all the small, heights that is coming up in the Shipua, asoro, you get a goiva asoro, mitoich arba from arba ames. And arba ames, Agabuch, I saw the Ganyakim says the arba ames has to be in the Shipua, not on the bottom. In the Shipua, he says. That's what he says. That's a chumre.
So memele, tell him is laket asorah mitoich arba, nidein mishum diyoymed, ayene nidein mishum diyoymed.
Can you use this word diyoymed? Amalei ten yisu, Rab Shimon ben Elazar oimer, hoy seshon evem merubas. What if one had an evem merubas, that's picture 14, if he had an evem merubas in a place of a diyoymed, Ryan kosh ilu techolek, if you'll be able to take out the oivi of this ribua, yesh ba'amalakan ba'amalakan, need the mishim diyoymet, bilavein and need the mishim diyoymet. If it is possible to take out the oivi and will end up with diyumdim, so mameila it's need the mishim diyoymet. Rabbi Yishmael ben Eish, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon, 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 if you could first go and you have this round cylinder type of a piece of wood, so you'll be able first to take out the this is picture 15. So if you can go and cut away the circle that's around the square, and then you'll be able to take out the ivy of the square and end up with the yumdim. So it's good. Roin, kol shilu techokik, techokik yesh ba'amal akan, ba'amal akan, nidim mishim diyoymet. Vim lavin in nidim mishu diyoymet. Ba'maika mifilgi, one is matar an even the rubas, one is matar even an even agula. Ma'asa b'chad roin amrinen. We say ke'ilu, we took out the oivi. B'chad trei roin loy amrinen. Ma'asa b'afilu trei roin nami amrinen. The Sfasemes asks Akashi, he says, let's say the first case of Evan Merubas. The Sfasemes asks, why do you need Royin? You need a Royin. Imagine, Keilu, you hacked out the Oivi in the middle. Frekter, a Mechitza could have any Oivi whatsoever. So he says, you have your Mechitza Amma, let it be a solid mass. You have a Mechitza Amma going this way, the Mechitza Amma going this way. So he doesn't really understand why you have to have this royin, trei royin amrinen, chad royin loy amrinen. That's the Sfasemes is kasha. The Chazanish, what I've always given, that they wanted a heker of shame valid mechitzes. That means if you just see that at the end of the pasim, you see a chunk of wood, you don't see the whole lumdis. There's no heker whatsoever. You see a chunk of wood, it's farted. A lumdis, that is a mechitzes amma going this way, mechitzes amma going this way. This is only seen and recognized if you hack out the middle. So memela, then you see taki that is a mechitzas amma, there's a shem dalad mechitzas. And the Chazanish's mevaya, that the machloikis is a trei royin or chad royin, the machloikis is as follows. When a person sees a round piece of wood, can he visualize zeta do kenedeherin, does he see there the right triangle of the Shem Dalad Mechitzas, or is it so absazoi, it's not recognizable because of the eagle? That is the Shaila. Can one see in a wood shaped and in a cylinder form, can one see the diyumdim, yes or no? Trei roin amrinen. Is there a hacker? Isn't there a hacker? So the Abakitza, so it seems this tale of Mislaket was round. So the Gemara says it's totally in this machlokes. Let us just say Rashi. Tell mislaket yud fochem mitoich dalad ames. Tell meshupe avo midroinoi zokuf koydim shimshach dalad ames before we end the dalad ames all over mislaket. Goy veili yud fochem. The kaim alon bazeirik b'mesech Shabbos l'nyishabbos avoshus ayochet. Ochemai. He koy b'mokim echad ne'ad yoyimdim, mihavik yud yoyimit, oiloy, loch yinokim etech dalet, that is, ha'kaponim, you have to reach the goy v'yud by the end of dalet ha'mashim, hoya mitroimai meshupe yofa, if you have less, a smaller slant, v'ayni mislaket l'goy v'asor ha'chim shech yoyse mit dalet ha'mes, v'lo ova goy v'lishipu l'asar ha'mes aras michti, if there's a lesser slant, so it loses its teiris mechitz and has one shame aris michta. But rabas ama alama veinim chaseres ala chalike she not al oivi she bintayin. For yosek emarz of doifin lakam v'doifin lakam. Agula
V'chuseres chakike lachkek v'lito blitas eagle to take the chelike eagle out lahashvois emtso lepeyay, so to make it a square. This was a circle, so yeah, utehei merubas adayni v'chuseres chalike amrinin amitreiroin Rabbi Shmuel v'telnami kev nagul adami v'tamekamle amrinon treiroin.